You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo! That woohoo was me. And that was Linda V. Hens and Carissa Johnson. They were here a couple of years ago, and we just did that as a station ID, and it just lives on. So it's the best thing. So we just heard the influences for Cindy Dawson of The Sins, and Henry is here as well. We heard The Distillers, Drain the Blood. Oh, yeah. And we just heard Garbage from Bleed Like Me. Sex is not the enemy. So blood seems to be a kind of a theme here, you know. And Cindy's laughing knowingly.
Fluids.
A serial killer.
Fluids. Yeah. So Henry, next up for you, let's sort of discover a little bit about your influences. You gave me two, and of course, blood is in there. Blood of the Sun from Leslie West the first one, and then you did an AC/DC Money Talks. It's so, those are such great influences. Let's start with Leslie West, Blood of the Sun. Talk about that song.
I love Leslie West. He was one of my guitar heroes growing up, and I loved Mountain. His guitar sound, his approach, his notes, his vibrato, it just resonated in me. And so I just ran out and got every Mountain record I could get, and tried to learn how to play like him.
And how'd you do? I mean,
I did okay.
I think. all right, so then a band that's just quintessential rock and roll, right?
Oh.
AC/DC and Money Talks.
Yeah, they just rock my soul. It's just that beat, it's just, it's how I identify with it somehow, in a way. You can't help but rock out when you hear them. Bang your head and just thump your chest and pick up a guitar and turn it up to 10 and go to the races.
So where were you in your life when those two songs sort of came into it?
I was like a scrubby long-haired kid and trying to get girls to like me. I was playing in bands, and I started out as a singer, and then I took my guitar that I tuned my own special way and played that. And the guys would be looking at my hands on the neck, and they would be like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, it sounds good, doesn't it?" Like, we're doing like Jumpin' Jack Flash and Honky Tonk Women, Stones, and stuff like that. And I was able to play these songs with my own special patented guitar playing method.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that continue today? You still sort
of... No, I learned the proper way to... I could go back to... That's actually, if I played slide guitar, I would tune the guitar like I used to. I play with an open tuning, basically.
And you just, do?
Yeah, I did. Well, that's how I learned.
Because
I didn't know anything about notes or anything. All I could relate to was sounds. You know, I just tried to get the sound as close as I could by any means necessary.
Right. So when you guys write songs together, I suppose you're the one that actually ends up making the music come to life, because you don't play an instrument, right, Cindy?
No, but I speak a music language that only Henry understands.
Oh, do tell.
Sometimes she, like Cindy, will in the past, what has happened is she would come up with like lyrics or a poem or something, and so I would read it and internalize the piece and think about how it made me feel, and then translate those feelings into something musical on the guitar. And what do you think about this? You know, I try to make something that goes.
I could say like, "Oh, well, I like what you're playing, but can you play the happier notes?" Or, "I like what you're playing, but let's have those dark notes." Like,
I see.
But now the way it works is we don't have a specific way to write, because I've learned so much about like harmonies and music now. I can come up with, say, like a melody that I hear for the chorus, and then he'll add his take on it, or we will refine it together, or even with words, he'll say, "Well, that line, you know, I don't really like that line," and then I might say, "Okay, well, there's too many words," and then we'll shorten the line. So we basically, I do words, he does music, but to say that now isn't exactly accurate. We both do everything.
We kind of cross into each other's territory a little bit.
I get it. And it's so important to have a songwriting team be able to communicate that way, as you said, that only he understands.
Well, that is a problem for me, too, because if You know, I don't think that I've tried to collaborate with other people, and it's just, you know, we've settled into our groove that is our own thing. And one of the things is he's never corrected me. So, for example, if we're writing the song and the beginning has, I call it a go-round. So I'll say, okay, well, you're going to play two go-rounds before I come in.
Oh, boy.
See, nobody else would understand what I was talking about. But he does. And so I've settled into this our own little way that we do things. But it works for us.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you when you collaborate with other people, you find a way. Because the bottom line is like music.
I'm really comfortable with him. And so...
Yeah, it's obvious.
I tend to write the lyrics for somebody and leave it to them to do the music. Because a few times I've tried to collaborate with other people. And it wasn't that... pleasant, fun experience. They'd be like, well, that's not what I had in mind with the character when I was writing this music. I'm like, well, then you write the words. You know the character. I write a piece, I write a lyric for my response to the music. And, or I just give you the words and then see what you come up with.
Mm.
I don't tell a musician necessarily that, unlike Henry, though. But I don't would normally not collaborate with somebody and tell them how to do the music, because that kind of collaboration is I'm words, your music. But with Henry, we've just gelled over the years.
Yeah.
So it's just so much more fun to just work with him.
Other times I'll come up with like a chord progression or a riff and play it for her.
Sure.
And say, what do you think about this? You know, do you think you could write something to go with that, you
and
know?
I'll so, take it home and work on it.
I'm really starting to understand you guys, and get an idea of, you know, who you are musically. I'll just say, as far as a collaboration, it's working together, but it's also understand how to stay in your own lane when you have to make
right,
it work,
right?
Yeah,
but we're so meshed now that it's kind of like we just write everything together,
meshed.
Words, music. I mean, we kind of just do it all now.
All right, so let's do this. Let's hear our next blood theme song.
Blood.
From Leslie West. We'll hear Blood of the Sun, and then we'll hear Money Talks, and we're going to turn the speakers up really loud. I'm just saying. Just so you know. All right, so this is Leslie West, Blood of the Sun. It's Henry's influences. WMFO, Medford.
Thank you.
it's WMFO in Medford. Oh, headphones, very loud. Must turn them down. 10:13 in the morning. Mike back with Henry and Cindy from the Sins. Just heard the influences for both of you guys. We heard some great stuff. The Distiller. Oh wait, I didn't play AC/DC yet, did I?
No.
All right, so let's pretend. No, we can't. So I have to do this. So let's pretend that we didn't even come back on Mike and we just did this instead. That's so much fun to do that. We'll be back right after this. WMFO Medford. Ugh, I knew that was coming. I just figured I'd talk anyway. Yeah, so we heard Henry's two influences.
Thank you.
Speakers were loud, heads were banging. That was good. I heard Blood of the Sun from Mountain, circa 1969. Leslie West, Mountain was the record. And AC/DC, which we almost forgot, which is like blasphemy, rock and roll blasphemy. What the hell? The Razor's Edge and Money Talks from AC/DC. Now, that was great. All right, so now here's the whole experiment, everybody. We get to remember what we just heard for influences and hear these guys do what they do, both playing live, which they're going to do now, and then we'll play some recorded stuff as well to really get a good idea about who are these sins people.
Who are these people?
Who are they? They come from like...
Why are we listening to these guys?
They come from the land below.
They do. So one of the tracks that you want to do is Devil in the Details.
Yeah, this was off of our third album. We're going to do an acoustic version in the studio,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
You've got your beautiful 12 string.
I got my brought my 12 string. And
this was a song that I wrote so long ago, and then we just couldn't come up with anything for it. And I love the lyric, and so we would try it again 2 years later. I'd find it in my notebook and go, you know, what did we ever do with this song?
Yeah, we put this away. And
I hear that so often.
Ten years later, we're sitting in his living room. And I said, oh my God, remember this one? And in 10 minutes it was done. And this is a favorite of some of the DJs that we get played on. So this is a very pared down acoustic version of this song.
Okay, so I'm going to move this microphone over to catch that beautiful 12 string.
All right.
And everybody, here's the Sins live acoustic, live in Studio A. This is Devil is in the Details.
All right, thank you very much.
Silence, you say much more than all the words you've said before. But you tell me this by waging war, where less is more. Now we've come to the cold front line, where this is yours and that is mine. Just to conquer me, you pick your side. It just divides. The devil is in the details. Aim and fire at my heart. The devil is in the details. You love to watch me fall apart. A wage or price to pay. We hide in bunkers with nothing to say. Till your words are bombs you throw my way, and I'm afraid. The devil is in the details. Aim and fire at my heart. The devil is in the details. You love to watch me fall apart.
All right.
Silence, you say much more than all the words you've said before. But you tell me this by waging war, where less is more. The devil is in the details. Aim and fire at my heart. The devil is in the details. You love to watch me fall. You love to watch me fall. You love to watch me fall apart.
All right, everybody. That was The Sims live at 10:22 in the morning.
Oh,
just
good
saying.
Lord.
Oh, yeah, but that's what we did, and it was, yeah, that was great. So that's from which album, the latest?
Little Devil.
No, that was from Little Devil. That was our third record for, I don't know what we're thinking.
It's our vinyl.
We put it out on vinyl only.
Mm-hmm.
So
big mistake, people.
Big, yeah.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have known about the shortages and the expense and whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It isn't even that. I mean, vinyl
is
expensive.
Does limit. It also limits your, I mean, because, well, then again, is your audience like, you know, vinyl friendly? I mean, maybe you knew that.
It depends where we play.
Yeah.
New York, they really want CDs because they're so broke. They can't afford the vinyl. But the collectors will buy it. But in Boston, when we came down the first time, Dan, we cleaned up at Gino's Rock Club with the vinyl. We didn't even bring enough vinyl with us because we're not used to them selling like that.
Mm. Since that record came out, though, we uploaded it digitally.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Bandcamp. So Little Devil by The Sins can be found on Bandcamp if you want to hear that song and a host of other tunes that are on that LP. That was produced, by the way, that album, interestingly enough, was produced by Pepe Castro from the Blues Magoos.
And he played bass on a couple tracks.
Oh, that's so neat.
That was a great experience. I learned a lot from him in the studio, and he's a great guy.
Awesome to collaborate with people like that. You know, I mean, there's always so much to learn. All right, so let's, at 10:23, almost 10:24 in the morning, let's play two more songs recorded by you guys. And I mentioned covers before. We'll end with a cover. But first, I want to play my favorite of yours. It's so hard to pick, but it's called Superfan. And I don't know anything about this song, and I really, I'm one of those people that listens to the lyrics last. So tell me about Superfan. Why do I love it so much? I just love it.
Because you're a good guy, Mike.
Yeah, well, besides the obvious, why do I love it so much?
Superfan, I mean, I don't know if guys go, well, I'm sure guys, rockers go through the same thing. I've never been a guy rocker, so I really don't know.
Well, Dan and I, and Henry will tell you.
Okay. What? You know, sometimes people see you on stage and they think that it is you on stage. That persona is that part of you you can't necessarily show in everyday life.
But it's a performance.
It's a performance, but it's also an aspect of yourself that you get to freely put up because you're in the right spot to do it. But I've had, stalkers, you know, as a woman, it's very frightening to have a stalker, and they think you're that like hot chick up on stage, you know, you might not be like that in your everyday life. I do laundry. I work out in the morning with my hair in a ponytail and sweatpants on. Sometimes I just work out in my pajamas. I don't even bother, you know. So it's really about what it's like to be a female performer. Okay. And people just want to strip you bare. They want you to be this fantasy of who they think you are.
Okay, thank you for that. I totally understand. I mean, and it makes sense too. And it makes it kind of scary too to know that, you know.
Well, I'm sure guy rockers have had their crazed groupies that, like, you know, knock on their door at 2 o'clock in the morning and say like, I want to come in.
Right.
But they don't mind it.
Well, no, they like you said, they think that you are, yeah. All right, so Superfan, we're going to hear that. And then we talked about covers, and Gem Records does this great compilation every year now.
Yes.
And, you know, it's they take a very famous artist, and they do a compilation with all of Gem Records artists on it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to listen to.
And we're sworn to secrecy.
Well, this time it's Ray Davies.
Yeah. Now I could talk about it, but for the whole time that we weren't allowed to say, it was killing me because I was so excited about it.
Well, you picked like one of the, I mean, there's so many songs to pick from him, but I Need You. And I have to say, you killed it.
Oh, thank you. That was a B-side. That was a B-side. Yeah, and I still can't understand why that song wasn't put out as a A-side for them.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, excited for everybody out there, the listeners, to hear what you guys sound like recorded. And this is just great stuff. So Superfan, and then we'll segue perfectly into I Need You, and then we'll be back to talk about the show that these guys are doing tonight at the Square Root with Dan Anklin. So here's Superfan from The Sins at WMFO.
Sale, the girl in the band, a photo for a friend.
All right, look, it's WMFO, 10:33 in the morning with Mike and Cindy and Henry and Dan. We just heard a couple of songs by The Sins recorded, and first one was from Little Devil, super fan. Thank you for the story about that one, the perspective of, you know, a fan coming and knocking on your door because they think they know you, you know. And then we heard I Need You, and you were talking about a couple of things. You were talking about the bass player. That you had play with you on Superfan, I think. And then I Need You was from the perspective of you, sort of, you know.
Yeah, I interjected my own stalking capabilities into that song.
Yeah.
Pat Schultz, who appears as the bass on
Superfan.
On Superfan, which is actually on a first record. I think. Oh no!
No, it's on Little Devil.
Yeah, it's on Little Devil. Yeah. I'm so confused. but he's just—he was just an off the hook bass player, and he stayed in the pocket when he needed to, and then he utilized the neck at other times, and it was magical listening to him. And he appeared on that track, and I was just commenting on how nice it was to hear him again.
Just amazing. Yeah. I mean, when you listen to Superfan and you kind of try to focus in on the bass line. We've had people play with us that cannot figure out what he did. He was absolutely a genius.
Yeah, he was great.
A little mad genius, but, you know, he reminded me so much of Jacob Pastorius. He just really, was a genius on that bass.
Wow. Very cool.
And we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he
wow, what a performance, though, that we get to hear that performance. He left it for us to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool. All right, so let's just sort of give the mic over to Bootleg Dan here.
Yeah!
Bootleg Dan!
Who's booker extraordinaire. And because you guys are playing tonight. Bootleg, you played last night, bootleg. And you're going to play at the Square Root tonight.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? We're having more fun here. Wish we had the whole place was full of people. Like last night at the Burn, boy. What a show. If you missed that one, you got one more chance. I want you to get off the couch and get down to the Square Root. I've got one of the best shows I think I've had there in a long time. And you know me, I keep bringing good shows there. But tonight is going to be off the hook.
Yeah, we can't wait. Thanks, Dan.
We got Sins is going to close the show, and they're going to just burn the place down. They've already been there. They played there, and if you haven't seen them, you better get down and see them.
So,
but on top of that, I've got the Five and Dime Poets from Flint, Michigan. Great band. And they're going on at 9:30. And then to top it off, I got the Mike Younger from Nashville, Tennessee. Amazing singer-songwriter. So I don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, I can't get off the couch. Get off the couch and go out and rock and roll. What else you got to do on a Saturday night?
You got to go see a great show.
Yes.
So set times. When are the Sins going to be on tonight?
The Sins are going on at 10:30. I'm going to let them finish off tonight, and they're just going to knock everybody's socks off.
And a much longer set.
And a much longer set.
Yeah. It was like 20 minutes last night.
And then we're going to go tomorrow. I got a really good show up the Worthing Attic. I'm sure a few people have definitely been up to the Worthing Attic, but tomorrow's going to be a really cool show. I got Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp. Doing a singer-songwriter thing.
Kelly Knapp
from the Bristols. Everybody knows her.
Yep.
Simon was in the Darlings. Great band. He was also in the Daughters. They used to open up for Johnny Thunders back in the days. Everybody in Boston knows who they are. And then there's Daniel and Linda from Girl with a Hawk, another fantastic band.
Acoustic duo.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that. And then again, I got Mike Younger. He's hanging around. He's going to be playing some more. So, hey, come on up to the Worthing House and play in the attic. It's a lot of fun. And So, I keep everybody busy in Boston, rocking and rolling. And, hey, I want to thank Mike and WMFO for letting me come in here every week. I feel like I'm a DJ now.
Yay.
And so I'll be on Brian's show later this afternoon with the Five and Dime Poets and Mike Younger.
Yeah, make sure you keep it tuned here at WMFO.
Keep it tuned.
All right, we're going to get you another cup of coffee, Dan, if you'd be so kind as to throw the microphone over there. I mean, you're like so subdued, but excited subdued. But
he that was good. Is.
He's an impresario.
You know what he is? He's Neil Cassady from On the Road.
He
He's the character Neil Cassady right out of On the Road. That's all what right. He is.
He's a rock and roll impresario.
Yeah. What did I say you were the other day in a comment? You're a human version of a rock and roll anthem.
Yeah.
He's on two legs, on 2 feet.
Yeah, fingers 2 and 5 held up proudly. All right, so 10:38 in the morning. It's a sad time because we've got to say goodbye to you guys. But like I said, we got a second chance to do this, and I'm so glad we did.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having
us.
Maybe
we'll have a third chance sometime down the road.
But maybe. Don't maybe me. Jeez. Yes, we will. And everybody, please go out to the Square Root. It's a great club if you haven't been there. Right in Rozzy. It's just a wonderful place.
It's on 2 Corinth Street.
Yep. And just like Boston, you know, you got to search for a parking space, but you'll find one. You'll get one, but it's worth it.
We do.
It's worth it, yeah.
We got to drive too.
All right. So you guys, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Mike. Have a great show tonight. Maybe I'll make it out there. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I hope to. Because I love the Square Root.
Hope to see you.
And thank you so much for coming to Boston and sharing what you do with us.
Thank you, man.
May I just mention you're wearing the Stupidity t-shirt.
Yes. So,
yay, Stupidity.
Yay.
Yay, yeah. Stupidity.
Yeah. Like I say, you know, hashtag current mood, you know. That's what it is. But what a wonderful bunch of people and a great band, yeah. From the rock and roll capital of the world, Stockholm.
Stockholm.
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
It's true.
All right. So, thank you, guys. I'm going to use the last 20 minutes to play another set, maybe another new noise. And I want to start off with somebody whose band I really love. It's Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band. They've got a brand new album called Lower County Outlaw. And this is I Don't Know What's Real Anymore. It's new noise from Christian here at WMFO in Medford.
Friendly hand. The voices say that. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's not unusual to find you holding up that bar, closing up that honky-tonk, looking like a movie star. You're signing autographs inside your twisted mind. Well, I got myself a new man, half as crazy, twice as kind. He never tries to make me jealous, he never tries to make me blue.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:58 in the morning. And I'm getting out of here very soon because our friend Jane is here, and I'll say hi to her in just a second. But I'll tell you what I played. New Noise was Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's real anymore from his latest Lower County Outlaw. The Strokes last night from Is This It back in 2001. The Greg Kinn Band from Rockin' Roll. That was Can't Stop Hurting Myself. Oh, that's an earworm. You're welcome. The Mockville Experience was fourth. Single from this year, Power Fever. We saw him do that live last night. It was awesome to see him. And Justine's Black Threads, Justine Cobalt. R.I.P., We Miss You. That was from a record in 2020 called Cheap Vacation. That was He Never Reminds Me of You. And Jane is here for something about the women today. Hi, Jane.
Oh, this studio is alive this morning, Mike.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Lots of coffee.
Great music. Great conversation. Great show, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. So when you're here at noon, we have the six-pack at noon. What are you doing?
Today, I've had so many people in the last 2 weeks say to me, well, the summer's over, the summer's over, the summer's over. I'm like,
haters,
no,
haters.
No. So it's a six-pack of summer today, Mike.
Oh, you've saved me.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, great. There's so many great songs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll feature six of them.
All right, so everybody stick around. Jane will be here for 2 hours until 1 p.m. And then it's going to be Brian Young, and Dan will be back here again with some more bands that are playing. You know, it just never stops here at WMFO. So I'm Mike. Thank you so much for listening. As I always say, if they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. And I'm going to start with your first song, Jane, Regina Spektor.
On the radio, Mike.
All right.
That's where